Well, that was a bit of an absence, wasn't it? Sorry about that. I've been sick with a cold for longer than I'd even like to think about, so I couldn't record anything longer than 5 minutes without coughing up a lung, something I'm sure all of you would like to be spared. This is going to be a pretty short episode given the total lack of news in the past month. Before I launch into things, though, I just want to put out there that I need a catchier theme song. Seriously, if anyone knows of anything good to use that is, you know, preferably Alan Rickman related, please let me know. I fear I may be putting people into a coma using Bach like that at the top of the show. Let's start up with the news roundup. Some of you may already know this, especially if you've been to the site. Sweeney Todd went into production last month, at Pinewood Studios in London. As reported time and time again, Mr. Rickman will be playing Judge Turpin alongside Johnny Depp as Todd himself, Helena Bonham Carter as Mrs. Lovett, Sacha Baron Cohen, and Timothy Spall. Another piece of news, for those of you who live outside of the U.S. and Canada, you can now order Snowcake on DVD. You lucky bastards. And finally, you may remember that we were doing a birthday charity donation in honor of Mr. Rickman's 61st birthday. Well, huzzah, we did it. We made the 500-pound goal by his birthday, and we are now at 550 pounds. The donation page at www.justgiving.com/Rickman will be open until April 15th. That's a month from now, so feel free to stop by and give what you can if you get a chance. I will be writing Mr. Rickman, of course, as soon as the page closes to let him know about the outcome of the donation, just as I did last year. And if I receive a reply, which I hope I do, because I did last year, I will make sure to mention it in the next podcast after I find out about it. I suggest that if you don't want to get spoiled for the movie, that you fast forward through this bit. There have been some reviews coming out from the Chicago previews of Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix. As a whole, it sounds like it'll be decent, but I have to admit that there are two rather glaring problems that I can see at this moment. The first being that the way in which Harry accesses Snape's memories has been changed. In the book, as you may recall, Harry is snooping around Snape's office and happens upon his Pensieve. In the film, however, he is apparently able to gain access to Snape memories while Snape is teaching him Occlumency. Here's my issue. How is it that it's possible that Harry would be allowed to see so much when Snape is, even at Lupin's admission, a superb Occlumens? He wouldn't. That's how. Once again, the filmmakers are trying to augment Harry's actual abilities at the expense of others. I'm not saying that he's not supposed to be a powerful wizard or anything, but you have to admit that more often than not, he just gets lucky. Second, it appears as though the confrontation at the Order headquarters between Sirius and Snape has been cut as well. This seems important to me for some reason. Perhaps there's an altercation between the two somewhere else that would make up for this specific scene not being there. Doubtful, though, given that the reviews seem to imply that new scenes were not written into the film. I think it's important for Harry to actually see the animosity between Sirius and Snape. He may get a hint of it in the Pensieve, but I think he really needs to see that time has not healed all wounds. Festered might be more accurate in this situation. That and the audience, at least those who aren't devouring the books in addition to the films, needs to know how much they hate each other to understand Harry's reaction to Sirius dying, i.e. his blaming Snape and hating him more than he ever hated him in the previous books, which is saying something. So if anyone's been lucky enough to attend a preview, please share a review at the boards. I'd like to know what an Alan Rickman fan thinks of his screen time in the flick, since no one else seems keen to point out every single moment he's on screen, which, you know, I think is a travesty.
Frustration. I'm the nuclear bombs if they're to hit. I am your immaturity and your indignance.
That was Still by Alanis Morissette, which was on the Dogma soundtrack, which, as it happens, is the movie of the month. Blasphemous? You could say so. I specifically chose this film based on the time of year. Yes, Lent, Easter, all those lovely religious holidays are coming up, and what better way to celebrate than to denounce organized religion? Well, maybe not so much denounce as much as give a stern talking to. So go ahead and watch the flick, and then come on down to www.rickman-forums.com and post to your heart's content on the intricacies of Mr. Rickman's performance. Not to mention the broader themes of the movie as a whole. We don't always have to be so one-tracked, though I do agree it is more fun that way. Speaking of the movie of the month, I have had an idea circulating in my brain concerning recording a commentary track for the movie of the month, whatever movie that may be. I got the idea thanks to rifftrax.com, that's RIFFTRAX.com, which features former cast members and writers of the legendary Mystery Science Theater 3000, recording commentary on various films that can be downloaded in MP3 film. If anyone thinks this is actually worth me spending 2+ hours recording myself talking about the movie I'm watching, by all means, let me know, because I'll do it. I have no shame. It won't be as funny as Mystery Science Theater 3000, but I can at least try to be informative. Well, that's about all for the show this time. Certainly not an hour long, yet again. Pretty sure we've all noticed the complete lack of news at the moment, so that's requiring me to cut the Rickman Hour to a once-a-month event so that I'm not repeating news items and whatnot in order to fill time. If things pick up, I might do a special occasion podcast in order to get the word out there. But from now on, expect to have new episodes on the 15th of every month. The episodes will certainly get longer, and before you know it, Nobel's Son, Harry Potter, and Sweeney Todd will all be released, and I'll have more to say than you'll ever want to hear. So until next time, come on down to the forums, and let me know what you thought of the episode, as well as what you want to hear about next time around.